On today's live episode, we're deep diving into the Epstein files and exposing the occult connections they don't want you to see, from Trump's bizarre FIFA trophy ritual and time travel rumors to the black cube of Saturn, Maureen Comey's firing and strange disappearances tied to Epstein's circle. It's all part of a mass ritual for a Saturnian golden age. Join us as we connect the dots between Trump, Pepe Fanjul, Epstein, and a dark path towards the dark enlightenment. You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. This is the live version of the show. Much excitement, much live. And today, we're going to talk about all of those things. Now, as you might know, I'm still working out the formula for how these live shows go. Last time, colossal failure. It crashed out on me 55 minutes into the show. I kept talking for another, like, 30 minutes. Like a fool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, at the beginning of this show, we're going to do a little bit of a little all about me corner while people get into the chat room, join the live stream. So I'm trying to see if my comments are up here. Yes, there's the comments. Very good. Okay. Now, let's talk about just for 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes, then we're going to get into the content. It's going to be a great time. I've been watching some movies lately, you know. I've been watching movies, and you're probably wondering, well, Isaac, which movies have you been watching? The Shining, fool, what you thought it was? I got a three-parter. Two parts are in the can. The third part I hope to record tomorrow so I can edit it up. The plan should be to start releasing these episodes. I mean, maybe next week, first week of August. I'm not sure. It depends on what happens, right? So, yeah. So I watched The Shining. Of course I watched The Shining. Then I watched Eraserhead in preparation for The Shining, because that's part of it, right? Because Kubrick was screening Eraserhead for the cast of The Shining. And then I watched the making of The Shining. It was fine. And then for funsy movies, I watched Opus. Hated it. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid. It was really intriguing, and it seemed like it was really going somewhere. I'm not going to spoil any plots, of course, but it kind of let me down without spoiling anything. I was like, oh, man, you guys had my attention. It was actually pretty good, and then they blew it. Then we got my computer's beeping at me. I don't know what that means. What's happening? All right. And also, a way I'm going to do this from now on, like every 15 minutes, I'm going to go to the comment section, see what the chats are going on, right? Address what I need to address, and then I'll get back into the action. Because last time, I kind of waited too long, and I didn't realize it. And my show was over, and it was all froze up. It was a mess. Okay. That's the plan. So, yeah, then I watched Becoming Led Zeppelin on Netflix. Pretty good. Liked it. You know, big Led Zeppelin fan. Then I watched Sinners on HBO, which everyone told me I had to watch Sinners. I'm not going to lie. The first hour, I was like, we're on YouTube. I got to watch what I say. I was like, man, this crap is boring. Why did everybody love this movie so much, right? For the first hour. But then it picked up. Then by the time the movie was over, I thought, okay, I like this movie. I thought it was good. Will I give it the analysis treatment? Maybe. I don't know. I've been letting the Patreon people vote, and they voted Fight Club. So the next film analysis is going to be Fight Club, which I'm reading the book right now. For funsies, I also watched Casino. I mean, come on. Scorsese's the GOAT. Now, the books, as I just said, I'm reading Fight Club. I'm probably halfway through it. I already found some really interesting things because I'd never read it before. Seen the movie countless times. Huge fan of Fight Club since it came out. The book has some things in there that I'm like, wait a minute. That's kind of interesting. We're talking about human sacrifice. I don't know. So film analysis coming someday soon. Probably September. I'm still reading this damn CCRU writings book. Ugh. It's hard to read, to be honest. It's painful. I'm going to start reading Program to Kill by David McGowan. in preparation for an MK Ultra deep dive, maybe September. And I'm also reading the, well, I'm going to start reading The Man's Guide to Women by Dr. Gottman. That's for breaking social norms and for my sanity, to try to understand my beautiful Josie and just women in general, you know. We're just so different, us men and women. I also completed reading The Cult of the Black Cube by Arthur Moros, which you're going to hear about at the end of this show. We're going to talk about how that fits into what's going on in the world today. There's a Saturnian Death Cult, which is the which is my shirt, right? I'm wearing the Saturnian Death Cult shirt that I made. These were limited editions, like all my shirts, which you can get at gumroad.com/IsaacW. But this one is no longer available, okay? It says something on the back, right? I don't even remember what it says. It says something about Saturnian Death Cults. I don't even remember. Now I've been working on a bunch of stuff. I'm working on the 1984 book club. I got to get these done, man. I got to get the Shining thing done. I mean, these are like, these deep dives are just so time consuming. I just finished Diana Pasalka's classic. I told you guys that last time. I'm almost done with the Dark Enlightenment Substack series. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.substack.com. Subscribe. Check it out. And then my plan is, once I get done reading this atrocious book, I'm gonna write a book. And I got the Nick Land's Dark Enlightenment right there. I'm gonna write the book about it and publish it. As well as Twin Peaks. Which one's gonna get done first? I don't know. It depends, right? I've got this weird way about me that I have to like get into a thing. I have to like nerd out on the thing. It just depends on what grabs my attention. Sometimes it's Twin Peaks, sometimes it's Dark Enlightenment, right? So yeah, the show's coming out soon, starting, I would guess, August. The Shining three-parter. Don't miss that one, okay? Going to be a good one. It's going to be on that free feed status for all my FFLs out there. Fight Club, probably September. 1984 Book Club, probably September. I got an interview with Seven Seas. You don't want to miss that one either. My man's unpacking, and he's bringing the flamethrower. I'm going to interview my man from Hidden Life is Best about Shakespeare. That one's going to be good. And then even further down the line, I have no immediate plans, but some shows I'm working on. I've already got some stuff done. I got to, like, you know, I chip away at multiple projects. Gravity Falls. That's right, Gravity Falls. And I found some crazy Epstein links in there, too. Goonies for Cheryl. Legend, because someone kept asking about Legend. I forget who. And, of course, an MK Ultra deep dive. That's all trying to be in the works with whatever events are happening in the world. Okay? Let me change the view here on the video. Okay. If you're not watching the video, go to, if you're listening to this, you need to go subscribe to my YouTube so you don't miss out on the live streams at Occult Symbolism, all one word, on the YouTube. Now, some appearances I've made, I did Reality Czars a couple weeks ago. That was a great one. I got a couple good appearances coming up in August. Did you know I was on TV? I was on the History Channel. I still haven't seen it. Chat, has anyone seen my appearance on History Channel on Unexplained with William Shatner? Did they make me look good or did they make me look stupid? Because I'm scared to watch it. I'm terrified to watch it. I'm a big star effer. Being on TV was my dream. In fact, it's strange because back in the day, all that manifestation woo-woo stuff, I wanted to be on Ancient Aliens, and I still do. Like, that's my goal in life. That's my bucket list is Ancient Aliens. And Prometheus Entertainment makes Ancient Aliens and Unexplained. So, in a way, I'm taking a large step towards that. But, yeah, back in the day, I remember talking about this forever ago, back when I was a lowly blogging puke. All right? Also, appearances I'll be making up in Washington at the great Mary Reber's Twin Peaks experience in October. So if anyone's going to the tea party, right? I ain't drinking no damn tea. I'm a coffee guy. They better make some damn fine coffee for me. Is that strange? We made it a tea party. It should be a coffee party. It's Twin Peaks. What are we doing? I kid. The great Ray Wise, Cheryl Lee, Mary Reber. I can't wait. I'm going to be so Star Trek. In fact, I hope nobody is there that I know, because they're going to be like, wow, he was a mess. Sweating, shaking, crying. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. All right, I'm going to hit the chat, see what the questions are, and then we're going to get right into the content, okay? Where are we at here? 10 minutes. Perfect timing. Whoa, chat is full. All right. George A., watch the BX doc. It was crazy. It was. Shout out to BX, man. She don't play, man. That's one chick I do not want to get on her bad side. I got to interview her. She's done some crazy research on a lot of the, and we're on YouTube, I got to be careful what I say, on some of the groups that are doing some of the bad things, right? Yeah, check out BX on X if you're on Twitter. I think that's the name of her Rumble channel too, BX on X. She talks about the Order of Nine Angles and the Maniac Murder Cult. Crazy stuff. It's the craziest, deepest end of the Dark Enlightenment spectrum. Damian Poppy. Damn, Damian, is that your profile photo? You're a good-looking dude, man. Stay away from my girl, bro. Miss Ruby in Sun Valley, California. Shout out to my Cali people. Oh, George A. said, what happened to her? Oh, I hope nothing. I mean, I hope she's all right. I haven't really looked into that. Montana, what's up, Mimi? Starzar, what's up? Free feed loser from BC, Canada since 2018. All right, North Dog. Oh, speaking of, I'm such a terrible grifter. Right now, because I, as you know, I do a bonus show a month for my supporter feeds, okay? This month, I happen to do three. I did parts 2 and 3 of James Shelby Downard, and I just released a Ozzy Osbourne deep dive. I looked into his book, a lot of the satanic ideas and influences and crazy stuff with Youngblood and soul transfers. And that was a bonus show because I ran out of ad spaces. So, hey, guess what? Patreon, you get another bonus show. So if you want to get in, tier 1 or tier 2 on patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher or IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. You want to get in and try it out, you can get in for a buck. Use promo code Ozzy, O-Z-Z-Y. I'll try to put a link in the, show notes. You get it, though. Just go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Use promo code Ozzy to sign up for tier 1 or tier 2. You get it for a buck for the first month. It'll go up to $5. So if you can't swing it, just cancel it. All right? Okay. So, North Dog, that's your mission. No more free feed loser. You've been hanging on there for 8 years, 7 years. That's impressive. What's up, Ariel, Mississippi? Johnny, yes, I've been content machining like crazy lately. Whoa, George A., listened to the Dark Enlightenment series 3 times already. That's a lot. Yeah, so someone asked if I can get Freeman on. You know, I'll shoot him a message. He's gone black, right? Gone dark, I should say. I'm going to get canceled off of YouTube. He's gone dark is the right term. And I don't know. I hope he's okay. He's one of my red pill daddies. Of course, I hope he's okay. What's up, Toby Mac Ballerina? Yeah, I've seen Dr. Sleep. Put me to sleep. I thought it was lame, to be honest. Rough Rider says, do you have any of those shows in large? Oh, shirts, maybe. Yeah, I got a bunch of new shirts. Not of the George Bush shirt. The George Bush shirt's gone. But I've got the regular podcast shirt on there. Oh, and Mercenary. Were you on the Patreon talking about Berserk? Yeah, I looked that up. I was like, 13 episodes of anime. That's tough. All right. Another shout out to my Bring Social Norms people. All right. Let's cruise through these comments here. All right, Dirty Burrito just found the channel. Yes, thank you so much. I should do a show on Green Day. You think the real Billy Joe is dead? Well, that's interesting. You know, Green Day was a very formative part of my youth. It was I was hanging out with a real bad influence. I was probably 14. And they were real big. We did some bad things. It always makes me think of him when I hear Green Day. All right, here we go. Oh, I think I can add these comments. We're going to add these comments here. Oh, okay, there we go. Sorry, guys. I'm new to this, right? This isn't my thing. All right, I just added a comment to the screen. Sweet Tea is the best. I think it might be the best Black Sabbath Ozzy song. Damien, that's AI me. Damn, AI, you cleaning up, bro. Looking good. All right. Okay. Let's get to the show. How do I hide the current comment? There we go. All right. You know what you came here for. You can't stop hearing about it. You're about to hear about it some more. Trump and Epstein. Why not, right? Everyone's talking about it. In fact, I'm tired of hearing about it too, to be honest. So July 13th, 2025, there was this thing called the FIFA World Cup. It's soccer, and apparently people watch this sport, and they did a trophy presentation in New Jersey, of all places, at the MetLife Stadium. Strangely enough, on the one-year anniversary to the Butler PA attempt, pew-pew attempt, okay? We got to use our YouTube-friendly terms. I'm not trying to get my third channel torched. And they were giving out medals to the soccer club that won, named Chelsea. I'm so ignorant on this topic. I don't know if Chelsea is the name of the team or if it's the name of a city. I have no idea. This is all European soccer talk, which is way out of my league. Anyways, Trump was there, and he was handed a medal to examine, and he put it in his jacket. Now, this became a whole to-do on social media and the news. People were like, oh, he stole this medal. We don't really know, to be fair, what he did with that medal, but it was a big controversy, right? And anytime there's a lot of controversy on a news event, I always try to take a critical look at it and say, okay, what was going on here? Why are they drawing our attention to this? Well, I think it's because of the trophy, because there's claims that the real FIFA trophy is actually at the White House. And Chelsea was giving a replica. Now, Trump claimed on an interview with the broadcasting for the World Cup, DAZN, that FIFA actually gave him the trophy because they unveiled it at the White House back in March. I have no idea why they did all that in America. Like, nobody watches soccer here, right? Ignorant comment. But it's true, right? Like, do that stuff in England. That's who watches this stuff. We don't care. The Middle East, England, do it over there. But apparently they did this at the White House. And I'm going to read you from what he said. Trump claimed, "When are you going to pick up the trophy?" Before stating that the FIFA officials replied, "We're never going to pick it up. You can have it forever in the Oval Office. We're making a new one." And they actually made a new one. So that was quite exciting, but is in the Oval Office right now. So, confusion. I think what they did was they just made two, and I don't think any of this stuff is newsworthy at all. Okay, I'm just pointing it out because I think that they're drawing your attention towards something different, and that is Saturn, okay? Because a bigger conspiracy could be going back to 2018, when Trump was the president the first time, and he threatened these countries to support the U.S.'s bid to host the 2026 World Cup. And then in the 2022, the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, was actually hanging out with Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, who's very close with the Crown Prince of Saud, MBS, who gave Kushner $2 billion to manage some wealth fund, and it sparked all these theories of pay-for-play diplomacy. It's all geopolitical stuff. I don't know. Whatever. Not my thing. What is my thing is Saturn occult symbolism, okay? Oh, my whole studio is falling apart. I'm thrashing around. The actual FIFA trophy, if you look at it, and normally I put the images up on the video version of this show. I'm too stupid to do all these things at once. I don't have a... I need a Jamie in here to do my images. But after I do this live show, I'm going to doctor up the video for the video version of the show, and I'll put the images up. But the actual FIFA trophy was created by Tiffany Company, who made it from 24 karat gold, and it's 11 pounds. It looks much heavier than that. It's 11 pounds. It's worth about $230,000, which isn't much, because the FIFA World Cup, something like $1 billion gets handed to the team who wins, from what I read. Anyway, my point is, this particular trophy from 2025 was inspired by the NASA Voyager mission, all right? Because the NASA Voyager mission, they sent some golden plates out into space that told the aliens who we are and what we are and how we're about that life or whatever, right? And what's interesting is that the Voyager that... my phone's ringing. The Voyager mission... Who hates technology here, me? Yeah. The Voyager mission was actually sent out to, you guessed it, Saturn. That's right. with the Golden Records. Now, recall how I was going on and on back in January, February about the Golden Age stuff, right? Remember that? Because there was all this language and symbolism and words about the Golden Age. And I said, this is all part of the process of timing the cycles of mankind by the elites. And the idea here is that gold is the recurring theme. The trophy's obviously made of gold. You got the Golden Records. It's going out to Saturn. And when you combine all that together, you've got supercharged alchemy. You've got lead turning into Saturn. That's Saturn, the black sun, turning into the yellow golden sun. It's a initiate evolving into God, basically. And of course, the FIFA trophy looks kind of like Saturn. It's a circle with some rings around it. Now, my man Nick Hinton posted about this whole concept already on the Twitter X. And he was talking about Saturn and FIFA and some of these connections that they have with CERN, and how CERN connects into Grok, which, like I talked about in the Dark Enlightenment series, the symbol for Grok is Saturn, right? And Nick was saying that CERN's black hole stuff could be opening up the bottomless pit from the abyss, from the Bible, and that maybe that's Grok. Maybe Grok is the Antichrist, the Antichrist AI. Check out his post. He posted on July 13th on Twitter, Nick Hinton. Two N's, I believe. Two N's for double nasty. Then my other man, Donut, with all the Illuminati news, posted an image, I think also on Twitter is where I saw it. Do you remember the book, the Baron Trump book, The Time Traveling Kid from Ingersoll Lockwood? Do you remember that? Well, that it's a whole time travel conspiracy thing. And if you look it up, Donut shared the image of a cover. And I looked it up, and on Amazon, this is the cover of the book that was done in 2020, which was after all of those Trump conspiracies came out about how strange the book parallels reality, right? And you'll even notice on the cover of the Amazon 2020 book that it's got a painting on the wall, and it looks just like Trump, right? And what's actually weird here, though, is that there's a golden sort of globe on the floor that looks just like the FIFA trophy. Like, that's the weird part, as Donut pointed out. Shout out, Donut. Now, the theory of the book is that the author Ingersoll Lockwood wrote this book back in the 1800s, and the main character is a man named Baron Trump, and he's this wealthy kid, lives in Castle Trump, and, of course, Donald Trump has a son named Baron, so there's a real Baron Trump in the family there. Probably the Antichrist, if you've seen The Omen. He kind of looks like him. And Ingersoll also wrote a book called The Last President, and that was about a populist outsider candidate who wins the U.S. presidency and incites riots in New York City. And there was also a man named LaFay Pence in his cabinet as well, like Mike Pence, right? But the Baron Trump book is about time travel, so people think that maybe Donald Trump can time travel, because his uncle was John G. Trump, who was the MIT physicist who helped confiscate Nikola Tesla's alleged time-traveling paperwork after he died. The feds raided his office. Pure speculative fantasy, right? Now, since we're talking MIT, we need to transition over to the latest in the world of the Jeffrey drama, okay? Because Jeffrey was plugged into MIT, right? The director of the media lab at MIT, Joy Ito, he got fired, or he stepped down, I should say, for funneling some of Jeffrey's money, which could have been Bill Gates's money, into MIT. Because you remember, Jeffrey was into this transhuman thing, right? He was Dark Enlightenment before we started talking about it. He wanted to make a race of super genius babies down in New Mexico at Zorro Ranch, just like these Dark Enlightenment nerds, right? Let me go back to the comments or the chat, and then we're going to continue on. All right. 129 people in the chat. All right. I love it. Let's get this up to 1,000. I mean, where are my people at here? All right. Let's get back up to where we were. Talking about how sexy Damien Poppy's AI avatar is. That's where we were. I'm going to throw him on the screen. You can take a look. Damn, bro. If you look even half as good as your AI, Damien, bro, you're looking good. All right, Toby, shout out. You signed up for the $1 deal. All right. Yeah, that's right. I did the Saltburn podcast. Yeah, the Salper one's fascinating. You're going to enjoy that one. Thank you for signing up. Let's see, France. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yep. Paul, yeah, you need to get one of them shirts. Have I ever done a deep dive into Avicii? No, I haven't, Amanda. Thanks for joining the live. Appreciate it. Sid in the Discord. Oh, okay. I'll have to look for that, Toby. I don't get in the Discord too much, to be honest. I get the notifications on my phone. Every now and then, if someone like tags me or something, I'll get on there. But I generally, you know, there's only so many things I can sort of tend to. Stars are, is Trump into files? I mean, I definitely think he's into something. Oh, we got Sarzar must be English. Chelsea sucks. Chelsea's a part of London. Okay, soccer's the real football. Okay, I got a couple European people in here. All right, I should shut my mouth, my ignorant American mouth. You know how it is. We like to be bullies here. But it is true. Nobody watches soccer in America. I literally couldn't tell you one person. In fact, in Salt Lake City here, there's a giant soccer stadium. I know one guy who's went there, but he also loves England. Like, he goes there to watch soccer games in, or football games in England, right? But literally the only person I've ever known that's ever go. People must be going to it, I guess. It's been there for years. I don't even know the name of the soccer team. The Royals or something? Okay, people are correcting me on what this... It was the World Cup? Yeah, I don't know. I'm already confused. You know me. I'm John. I'm now American football guy, sports ball guy. Josie. Yeah, I know. I need to get Josie in here. Get on the ones and twos. You can see my reflection. Oh, yeah, right behind me. Oh, yeah. You can see it right there. Check that out. Good thing I don't have no smut going on up here. Let's see here. Club World Club. Okay. How can they send probes with messages to aliens if these elitist scumbags know that aliens are extra dimensional? Oh, well, okay. I don't know. I can't shift gears like that. We'll do an alien show here someday soon. I imagine that disclosure is going to be the thing that sort of distracts us from all the crazy stuff going on. President Trump's Uncle John. Yes. Okay. Yes. Trophy also looks like a wheel within a wheel. Yeah, it does, huh? The trophy does look like a wheel within a wheel. It does look like, what's that called? Ezekiel, right? The Book of Ezekiel. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once here. Make the translation possible. Ooh, I don't know. Okay, all right. Back to the show here. Back to my notes here. Now, when it comes to the Jeffrey files. Everyone's on board. Everyone is demanding the release of these files. Even the the liberals, the conservatives, there's a bunch of people into this. But the Democrats, in what's probably a political chess move, were pushing to get legislation to force these files to be released. How? I don't know exactly. I don't know how that works. But the Republicans are actively blocking it. Like, those are the actual votes. Which is a very strange move, right? Because the Republican base was very much like, the deep state libs are messing with the kids. Let's expose them. And it wasn't, didn't quite work out that way, it seems like, right? Now, this is ironic because even Kevin Spacey is demanding the Jeffrey files to be released. And, you know, Kevin Spacey, not the best track record, okay? All right, shout out Damien. Damien with the super chat. Immigrants watch soccer. I'm Cuban, by the way. Cuban B. Yes, Cuban B. My bestie in Allentown's Cuban. So shout out. Yeah. Okay. All right. I won't talk bad about soccer. My bad, everybody. Chill. Oh, there we go. Okay. So there's a bunch of people involved, obviously, with the Jeffrey case, and they keep disappearing, right? And I've got a list here, and I don't think it's comprehensive. I don't think this is all of them, but... And to be fair, the Jeffrey case, the first one was 20 years ago, and then the second one was maybe 10 years ago, right? Things can happen over so many years, but it's very strange. I think it's very strange of how many people are involved with this that have disappeared. Do you remember the judge in the Ghislaine case? Esther Salas, where a mysterious pew-pew man showed up at her front door during the trial of Ghislaine, pew-pews at her, unalives her son, almost unalives her husband. And then this guy turned out to be named Roy Den Hollander, who unalived himself after the attack. And these YouTube words are funny. And he was a famous men's rights lawyer, and he volunteered for the Trump campaign. He was also married to a Russian model because he was like a Russian private investigator and so on, right? So anyway, that whole thing happened. Then you've got a 36-year-old woman found dead in 2023. Her name was Caroline Andriano, and she was key testimony in the trafficking conviction of Ghislaine. Then you had one of Jeffrey's victims found dead at age 29 named Lee Sky Patrick. This is back in 2017. Then you have a journalist named John Connolly who investigated Jeffrey, died in 2022 at age 78, to be fair. Then you had an accuser of Prince Andrew, who was Jeffrey's butler. He was the one who stole the Jeffrey Black Book. He had it. He hid it. He tried to sell it. He was unalived in 2015 at age 60 while he was in prison for refusing to hand over this black book to the authorities. His name is Alfredo Rodriguez. So another unalived in prison story. And the book supposedly is in FBI custody right now. But back in 2015, Gawker published its contents, and this was the contact list. Is it the client list? I mean, we don't know, right? It's just a contact list. It's a book of contacts. So to be fair, we don't know. And this has had a whole bunch of names in it that Gawker published, you know, Trump, Clinton, Prince Andrew, Mick Jagger, Michael Bloomberg, all these big names, right? Then you've got Joseph Ricari, who was a Palm Beach detective, who was the lead detective in the Jeffrey case, died in 2018 at the age of 50. Then you had Nadia Marcinko, I don't know how you pronounce it. She was Jeffrey's pilot for the Lolita Express, which is the same exact plane that Deep State Donald was using to fly around for his campaign in 2024. Can't make this stuff up. And she was also a teen model. There's conflicting stories about whether or not that's true, so I'll say allegedly. She was also an accomplice of Jeffrey, but she got an immunity offer for her testimony. And some of the victims claimed that she had participated in some of the SA stuff under the direction of Jeffrey, and that Jeffrey actually purchased her from her family in Yugoslavia when she was 15. Anyway, she's been missing since January 2024. Then you've got Jean-Luc Brunel, who was Jeffrey's very famous business partner, unalived himself in jail. Then you've got Virginia Giuffre, probably the most famous outspoken victim. Remember, she got into a car accident recently. She said she was going to be gone in 4 days on social media from renal failure, but then she continued to live until she supposedly unalived herself a month later. Her dad says the whole thing was sus. Then you've got Jeffrey's lawyer, Roy Black. He just died. It's crazy. Kevin Spacey, remember, he had three accusers. They all died during that investigation. And like I said, he's demanding the release of the Jeffrey files as well. And there's photos of Kevin hanging out with, I think, Ghislaine, if I'm not mistaken. Then you've got the updates to Maureen Comey, who was Diddy's a prosecuting attorney for the Southern District of New York in the Diddy trial. She was fired from her position in the U.S. Attorney's Office. New York Post said that, you know, and she's, of course, the daughter of the former FBI director, James Comey. Says she was fired Wednesday from the powerful Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, where she prosecuted Jeffrey, his accomplice Ghislaine, and most recently Diddy. The reason for the firing, which law enforcement and Department of Justice sources confirmed, was not immediately clear. She was informed she was being axed under Article 2 of the Constitution, describing the powers of the president, the sources added. Because because Donnie's had a lot of conflicts with James Comey apparently over the years. Anyway, what's more interesting is that if I move over to Yahoo News, it says one day after being fired by the Justice Department, Maureen Comey told her former colleagues that fear is the tool of a tyrant, referring to the office's longstanding motto of operating without fear or favor. Comey, who is this person, yada, 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 told her former colleagues in a note Thursday that we have entered a new phase where without fear may be the challenge. If a career prosecutor can be fired without reason, fear may seep into the decisions of those who remain. Do not let that happen. So, again, a lot of weird things going on with this whole deal. And there's lots of weird smoke screens going on. Like now they're, I did a show, we did Breaking Social Norms, where we talked about the Coldplay CEO thing and how the female involved with that was cheating on her husband, who was a Cabot. And the Cabots are tied in with the Skull and Bones and the East Coast Eastern establishment families from the foundation of America, which I argue is part of a psyop because they got to flood us with other things to think about and talk about. Is it going to work? I don't know. Because now they're like, oh, yeah, here's the Martin Luther King files. Oh, yeah, here's we're going to arrest President Obama. you know, it's a lot of stuff being thrown out there to see what sticks, right? And the theory that I've heard that seems to, I'm just going to say I've heard it, is that maybe Maureen Comey got fired because she's feeding documents to the Wall Street Journal, which they're now using to smear Donnie and his close friendship he had with Jeffrey, because there's a big problem here, right? And the big theory is that the Dark Enlightenment people are behind all of this. They're pushing Deep State Donnie out of the way. So, but first they got to, you know, now they got this bill passed, the tax thing passed. Now they're going to be like, oh, he's old, he's sick, and he's unpopular, and he's doing crazy stuff, and oh, he's hanging out with Jeffrey. Because Peter Thiel needs J.D. Vance in there to push the Dark Enlightenment agenda of the technocracy. And there's, I got to be careful. I don't want to say too many things. Do I want to say these things? I don't want to say these things on YouTube. There's a component here of a certain other country possibly being involved because a former prime minister of this country was hanging out with Jeffrey, and his cousin is an asset that is a major player in this whole thing, and she is currently connected to all of the people involved. We'll say that. Let me go back to the chat where the real players play, where the ballers ball. Take a little sip of this old coffee here. What if they released the 2024 Civil War movie for predictive programming? Any excuse to get people to war with the U.S. so that the elitist winners come in and instill their new order? Maybe. I do see components of that. In fact, back when I was blogging in the 2010s, there was a lot of symbolism of the word rise being used often. And that Civil War movie sucked, by the way. I didn't like it. But yeah, I think there could be components of that, because the problem is if the civil unrest happens, that gives them justification for a martial law type authoritarian thing. And so we do not want that, right? We do not want that. Yeah, Sarzar, one of the lawyers was that guy I mentioned, Roy. Is it Roy Black? Is it Roy? Yeah, Roy Black is the one that just died. Les Wexner also unalived? Did he? I don't think Les Wexner is gone, is he? Les Wexner. I think he's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive. But I just saw a thing saying that he's involved with the Mormons or something like that. I don't know the details. I just saw it. Let's see here. First Cause says the Jeffrey Network was protecting more than secrets, maybe classified tech, biopolitics, or even elite-driven evolution experiments. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, because Epstein expressed interest in spreading his DNA by impregnating multiple women at once, a bizarre elitist version of eugenics. Yeah, absolutely, first cause. Well, let's see. Do you guys think change will ever come from the electoral system? Is it a matter of just the right people, or is the entire thing cooked? That's an interesting comment, Veracity Media. That's one that it would take a lot of sort of thinking about, right? I'm not ready to give up on it yet. I do, in general, think that if they get us to all be sort of apathetic and be like, oh, none of this matters, they're all going to do what they do, I think that they win. I think that our vote threatens them in a way. I think they know that if we pay attention that, you know, there's only so much they could do, I guess, right? But I get, but also get where the apathy comes from, because it is exhausting and frustrating, right? Especially because everyone wanted, you know, Donnie to do these things and he's not doing them. And everyone's like pissed off, like, hey, what the hell, man? And that is frustrating. Why was Stephen Hawking allegedly on that list? Yeah, I don't know. Arrest Obama. Okay. David Lynch said Lolita was one of his favorite films. Oh, he did. I didn't know that. Is that true? I'm going to need a fact check on that. North Dog says David Lynch said Lolita was one of his favorite films. I know, you know, Lynch and Kubrick were fond of each other, to be fair. Yeah, I don't. I'd hate to hear if there were some improprieties going on there, but yeah, you never know, right? Okay, all right. Oh, what's up, MZZ Ashley? Thanks for joining the live. Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, the movie was very underwhelming. Civil War was a bummer. Yeah, Tyler, that's right. I got that mushroom. I be hitting that mushroom coffee all day, every day. Which I'm going to be selling. Offering it. It's a premium blend of organic mushrooms. It's all the mushrooms you could ever want. You want to hit that CrossFit WOD score? You better drink that mushroom coffee, is all I'm saying. But yeah, I'm going to be dropping that soon. Soon. August, I think I'm going to start selling it. So, all right. Okay. All right. We caught up. We're good. All right. Have I read Hollywood Babylon? Yes. I've got the book over there, the Kenneth Anger book. I remember it was really, really upsetting. There was a thing about Fatty Arbuckle and how terrible he was to women. I was like, ugh. There's only one kind of mushroom. Hey, you know, got to do what you got to do. All right, back to the show. As you already know, the big Jeffrey birthday letter supposedly in possession by the Wall Street Journal. And the article is paywalled. But there was someone on Twitter who pasted it in. I assume this is all correct. I'm going to read you bits of it. It's really long, the article, but it says that Jeffrey's friends sent him letters for a 50th birthday album. I'm going to paraphrase it. One was from Donald. The leather-bound book was compiled by Ghislaine. The president says the letter is a fake thing. Oh, man. So Ghislaine supposedly went to all of his friends and was like, hey, it's his 50th. Send us a little letter, a little doodle, right? And that included Donald. And she collected all these letters. This is back in 2003, all right? And I guess he wasn't first arrested until 2006, so there's some claims of like, well, you know. And the Journal, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, the conservative Fox News owner, it says it contains several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a nude woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with a heavy marker. A pair of small arcs denote the woman's breasts, and the future president's signature is a squiggly Donald below her waist mimicking pubic hair. And the letter concludes, happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. I mean, that's weird, right? Hence all the controversy, as you guys already know. I mean, this news is probably, what, a week old? We've already moved light years past it. In an interview with the Journal on Tuesday evening, Donald denied writing the letter or drawing the picture. This is not me. This is a fake thing. It's a fake Wall Street Journal story. I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women. It's not my language. It's not my words. To say I never wrote a picture in my life is really wild. Especially because then someone proceeded to release all these doodles that he had done of city line, what do you call it? You know, the buildings, like skylines or whatever you call it. So that happened. And then Donald says he's going to sue them. In the conclusion, we're going to talk about why all that matters. Another big thing happening in the news is the talk about putting cane sugar back into Coca-Cola, right? And it's interesting because being healthy, health, food, and nutrition is one of the things that early red-pilled me. Because you start being like, oh, like, the food pyramid is garbage. The stuff they're telling us to eat is crap, right? In general. And one of those things, soda, right? Soda's bad for you. And, like, that's way too much sugar, first off. So I drink soda, but I drink the generic Coke Zero, Sam's Choice Zero, as you already know. Does it have aspartame in it? Yeah. Is that probably good for me? No. I have a nutrition coach, and she says that it wrecks your gut microbiome. She says Zevia is a good sugar-free alternative soda, because the problem is you can't really drink a sugar soda because there's so much sugar in the thing, right? The high fructose corn syrup has hyper-sensitized our palates to sugar. Like, we need just tons and gobs of sweet now because our palates have completely changed. I've never been to Europe, but people that go to Europe, what I hear is that they don't put as much fat, sugar, salt in their food. So when you eat, everything tastes real bland. I had an experience when I went to Mexico forever ago, and that was the experience I had. I was like, man, everything tastes bland because we just like load it down here in America. So the question is, and on top of that, I think Coca-Cola already has a sugar option. I swear I've seen them. But for me, it's like, I can't have that much sugar anyway. It's like, you know, 60 grams. That's like all you can have in a day. That's in like a 12-ounce can. Imagine a 44-ounce or something, right? So anyway, back in 2024, there was an article about Palm Beach billionaires funding Donald's 2024 run. And what we're getting to is that this sugar thing is a big op for his sugar daddy friend, Pepe Fanjul. I'm going to read you from worldcrunch.com. It says, the venue was Paulson's sprawling estate featuring endive and frise salad, filet au poivre, and pavlova with berries for dessert. I know what pavlova is. I don't know what none of that other stuff is. Pavlova is phenomenal. That's like some rich people stuff, right? I don't even know what that food is. According to Politico, 117 guests attended, including casino operator Steve Wynn, fracking pioneer Harold Hamm, pharmaceutical heir Woody Johnson, and sugar baron Pepe Fanjul. In total, $50 million was raised to finance Donald's election campaign. Biggest night in fundraising of all time, Donald wrote. So who is this Pepe Fanjul? Well, he owns a very small sugar company called the Domino Sugar Company. The biggest sugar company. They're worth $8 billion, right? He owns real estate, businesses. He's the president of Flow Sun, some Florida Crystals or something. You know, more sugar, right? So he's big on sugar, right? And he's a Republican super donor, leading contributor to Marco Rubio. Now, to be fair, Fanjul's brother owns a lot of these same businesses, and he donates to the Democrats. So they support both sides, right? And that's something you learn when I took a Politics in America course, and that was the deal, was like all these companies donate money to both candidates. They don't really care who wins. They want favors repaid, right? Sometimes they'll donate more heavily to one camp than the other. So apparently the Fanjul family, that's how they break it up. And there was a book called The Capitalist Manifesto that portrays the sugar daddies here as the real welfare queens. They receive something like $65 million in subsidies from American taxpayers annually. They're billionaires. We're giving them $65 million in subsidies. Because when you get into it, there's a lot of weird diversions with our taxes that go to farms and the sugar industry and the corn industry and the meat. And I don't profess to know how all that works exactly, whether it's necessary or not. The claim is like you need to subsidize these farmers because otherwise no one's going to do it. You could probably argue those points further. Just on the surface, though, if I hear a billionaire is getting money from me, from my taxes, I'm like, oh, hell no. Just on the surface. And the problem with the FanJules, with Pepe, is that he hired some executives with white supremacy ties, even though these guys are Cuban. One is a guy named a female named Chloe Hardeen Black. She was married to David Duke, who was the leader of the KKK. And then she married Don Black, who was in the KKK and the American Nazi Party and runs a forum called Stormfront. Anyway, Pepe, also friends with Jeffrey. Isn't that something? So my point being is that I think this is all to get Sugar Daddy some more money. This whole thing about putting sugar in the Coke. But back in back in 2022, the Customs and Border Protection were banning imports from FanJul's sugar companies because apparently they had found some slave labor conditions and they were trying to shut them down for a long time. So they've been shut down since 2022 for some of their operations. And then in March of 2025, Donald rescinded the ban. And now we're hearing in July that Coke's going to use real sugar again, which would obviously benefit Pepe, right? Sugar Daddy. Okay, back to the chat, and then we're going to hit some real interesting stuff about Saturn, okay? Oh, wow, lots of chat. Man, people are rolling through the chat here. Okay, here we go. If David Lynch was Illuminate confirmed, it would be the end for you. Oh, no. No, Kubrick would be the one because I got Kubrick tattooed on my arm. That's the one. That would be rough. I'd have to put a big eight ball right there. Eyes wide open. You don't understand everything I'm saying. I'm sorry. Try it, ears wide open. Hey, oh. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to put the ones that take me longer to read on the screen. Kenneth Owens had Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon as part of her book club? What? I keep suspecting she's a plant actor, but then she does things like that. Yeah, I don't follow her at all. Sometimes I hear things about her that I'm like, oh, maybe she's like on the right side of things. Then other times I'm like, no, she's not. Okay, Marilyn says, I think it's a fake, and here's why. The Fox News owners want J.D. Vance, not Donnie. J.D. Vance is backed by Teal. True. J.D. visited the Murdoch's ranch, and it's rumored that Peter was in tow. Okay, so like maybe even if the letter thing is fake, I do think, because when we get to the conclusion, I'm going to talk about how I think what their plans are. They're trying to shut Donnie down. Whether it's real or fake, I don't know, right? She's filled with secrets. We got a Twin Peaks fan in the chat. I don't think CO is a fake. She's doing some great work. Okay. Yeah, the Trump impersonation. Thanks. I'm working on it. Some days I really got it nailed. And other days I lose it. You know, it's tough. It's tough for me. Alex Jones says the letter was created by the CIA and not his handwriting, and he doesn't typically draw pictures. Okay. Alex Jones, I don't really listen to him anymore. He's lost all credibility for me. But that's just me, you know. No shade. He obviously has political bias, right? 100% of everything that I ever see on his website and everything he says is always like trying to push the right wing as if they're the solution to all of this. And it's like, well, that'd be like if I just sat here and be like, oh my God, Joe Biden's going to, and Kamala, like they're going to take down the deep state. It's like, well, I'm not doing that because I think you've got systems and structures in place that make this very challenging. And to, you know, Alex made a whole career on demonizing the government and talking about how the state is going to turn us into 1984. And now he's shilling for it. So I don't know. He lost all credibility for me. Is there a path to redemption for him? For me? Sure. Does he even care what I think? No. He doesn't even know who I am, nor does he care. And that's okay. It's all love. You know what I mean? We just have different opinions in this truth or world. He's a long distant cousin. for me. It's okay. What's C-Dubu? It's crazy. Josie believes in ghost adventures, but poo-poos most conspiracies. Oh, okay. So let me clarify something here. So on Breaking Social Norms, the whole idea is we take on roles to make the conversation engaging. And the idea is that I will present a conspiracy, and her role is to push back on it, ask questions, force me to defend it, force me to explain it, to slow it down, and elaborate on it, which makes me a better sort of, you know, theorist of sorts. So in a way, if you're getting the idea that she's pushing back on stuff, like, you're right. In reality, in real life, she's on board with a lot more than what you would hear on the show. You know, let's see, Marilyn, the letter is a total fake planted by Fox, who wants JD. Okay. And Marilyn, I don't disagree with you. That could be the way it's rolling. You know what I mean? Cause it is weird. Like, why not just publish it? If you got it, just put it out there. Like, it's crazy to be like, oh, we've got it or whatever. And it's like, just put it out there, dude. Yeah. I heard those Olipops are good. Oh, I don't mess with that sparkling water. I've never had a good one in my whole life. Okay, all right. A can of Coke has 36 grams of sugar. Okay, all right, okay, I stand corrected. So I think maybe it's root beer. Root beer's got like a lot. One of them has like 50 something. It's probably root beer or Mountain Dew or something. Okay, I have to ask you if you're familiar with Sloan Bella. She covers a lot of what you do. I have no idea who that is. I've heard that name before, though. Maybe you asked me that before. I'm not sure. I'll have to keep an eye open for it. They're all shady. Some more shady and dangerous than others. Agreed. I think that's a fair take, James. Let me put you up on the screen. I think it's a fair take. Okay, First Cause says, switching to cane sugar like Mexico won't make soda healthier. Mexicans still have high rates of diabetes and obesity. Sugar is sugar. Yes. I agree with that, and I think that in America here, one of the key problems that we have with obesity and our health is capitalism. Capitalism makes it fuels us to eat and consume more and more and more and more, right? That's the whole point of it. That's, they formulate the food with enough. If you read Michael Pollan's books, they load it down with fat, sugar, and salt. It short circuits the brain, and it makes us get into that sort of mode of consuming more and more. I'm not saying I'm above it. I like to eat, but that's the fact. Is I think it's just too much. We have too much going on, too many calories in everything we eat. It's just absurd, right? What's the black cube called? We're getting to that next, Amanda. We're getting to that next. All right. First Cause, Trump, global warming, fake news. The sun is just getting hotter, bigly hotter. Put the Coke back in the Coke. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pepe the Frog. Oh, good catch. Pepe Fanjul, Pepe the Frog. Maybe there's something there. Yep, William Barr's father hired Jeffrey to launder. Yeah, because there was that book that William Barr's father wrote about space. What's the term I can use? Slaves for making love. What is it? Okay, Robert RFK Jr. said to plan on running for president again. I actually like RFK, that nut cutting off whale heads. We're gonna talk about him here soon. I actually like some of the stuff. He's a little extreme on some things, but you know, so is Bernie. I like Bernie, but he's a little extreme on some things too. I haven't seen the Prophecy trilogy. No, maybe I should, Joseph. The whole XRP thing. You know, I went to buy some XRP a while ago, and for whatever reason, I didn't. Should have done it. The cryptos thing is, you know, that's a whole show in itself. There's a lot I hate about cryptos. As far as making money on an investment, oh, cryptos is the way to go. Crypto, sorry, I blew that. CopyMyCrypto.com/IsaacW. Follow James McMahon and get him for a buck using CopyMyCrypto.com/IsaacW. Two A's, double awesome. Make it a Stanley Cup Kubrick. That's funny. I like that. All right. Okay, are we done here? I'm almost caught up. Hang in there. Eyes Wide Shut was the best film Stanley Kubrick... Okay. Craig says, Eyes Wide Shut was the best Kubrick film, in your opinion. That's a tough one. Because my favorites are 2001, Clockwork Orange, Shining, and Eyes Wide Shut, and Full Metal Jacket. If I had to pick one, though... Oh, I mean, I think I got to go with The Shining. I think I got to go Shining. Does J.D. Vance wear eyeliner? I think he does. Whose eyelashes are that dark or whatever you call that? Nobody. All right, Marjorie, what's up? You're the first one to start listening on Patreon. All right, cheers. Cheers up in Alaska. I got to do an Alaska cruise sometime. I heard it's beautiful up there. Yeah, I agree with End Mercenary. Alex Jones lived long enough to see himself become the villain. He Harvey Dented himself. I agree. I mean, it's wild the amount of he's doubling down. But I think he's got a lot of debt to pay back from all these problems he got involved in. And so, I don't know. I mean, he'll always hold a special place in my heart, but, like, it's a real bummer. Okay. Did you watch Opus? It reminds me of... Yeah, I was complaining about Opus at the beginning of the show, how much I didn't like it. The Saturn Death Call. Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look at it through that lens. I should get Josie up here. Just got home. I heard her come in the door here not too long ago. Kicking her feet up. She is smart. Okay. Yeah, Pineapple Fanta, 54, 58 grams of sugar. That's like an insane amount of sugar. And that's what you're going to have when you put all cane sugar in a soda. You're going to have buku. You want to talk about diabetes going through the roof. Woo. Okay, what's this? Norddog. Norddog's coming with the heater comments. Isaac, did you hear Sam T on Jamie Kennedy? Sam was dropping knowledge. You think you might hook up with Jamie Kennedy? You know, I was supposed to do a lecture with Jamie Kennedy in Las Vegas. Was it last year or the year before? Jay Dyer was not kind enough to invite me on his little lecture circuit there. It was going to be me, Jay, Jamie, and Jamie Kennedy. Jamie Kennedy had to back out. So, I mean, someday. I don't know if I'm like MAGA enough for Jamie Kennedy, to be fair, though. You know, I think a lot of these sort of comedian, podcaster, truther types, like they're very MAGA friendly. And like, that ain't me. And that's a problem, right? Sometimes that's a problem. I mean, I'm okay with it. Like it's like House and Habit, Jessica Reed Krause. Like, she's very much a MAGA sort of person, right? And I think she's great. We don't have to agree on everything. It's fine. So I don't have a problem with Jamie Kennedy. But, yeah, I mean, if he wants me on there, for sure, I'd hook up. Sure, I'd take him on a little date if he wants. Okay, all right, we're almost caught up here. What's up, Brandon Marvel? Full Metal Jacket. We got to vote for Full Metal Jacket. Can I do a poll on here? Is that possible? I should do a poll. Best Kubrick film. Full Metal Jacket's a classic. You're right. I mean, it really is. Dude, I gotta watch No Country for Old Men. I've been meaning to watch this thing for years. I got to watch this movie. Got to do it. Because it was like on the top 500 movies list. It was up there, like top 10, I think, or something. I was like, man, I got to watch this freaking thing. High T, Isaac. Yeah, you're right. I'm on like some super high T. Super high tea. I got to get a phlebotomy. I got some blood take. Get some blood taken. I got too much tea right now. Okay, here we go. Oh, Brandon's on the Breaking Social Norms Patreon. Shout out. You get up on the screen for that. Cheers. Marilyn, I'm a boomer. We had real sugar in our sodas when I was a kid. I'm not overweight, and I am all good. Good. Yeah. That's good. When am I going on Rogan? Oh, boy. I don't know if I should go on Rogan. That'd be my nightmare. 3 hours. I'd have to go to the bathroom at least 4 times. And then he'd be poking holes in all my arguments, and I'd be like, oh, man, I don't know, dude. Jamie Kennedy isn't MAGA. Okay, well, maybe I take that back then. Maybe, I didn't know. I don't like follow him like that. I assumed he was because I thought I heard some stuff from him in the past. Yeah, I could be wrong. Isaac W. and B-Rad G. Melly Booty mixtape. What is that? Is that one of Jay's characters? Stuart, first time catching you live after a late shift here in the UK. It's like watching Dr. Amp before bed. The F's are at it again. I'm on YouTube. I can't say all the words I want to say. The F's are at it again. Okay. All right. Let's finish up. And this is stuff I talked about on Breaking Social Norms. It was actually at the end of a recent episode where we talked about this Jeffrey drama. All right. And I tie it into The Cult of the Black Cube by Arthur Moros. Okay. Because I had just finished the book and I was like, bro, all these pieces are fitting together right now. Why is all this happening? Right. Let's zoom all the way out. Let's quit blaming this guy and that guy and this girl and whoever's friends with this and that. Why are we publicly involved in any of this? You know what I mean? It's all about the pain. It's about the suffering. This is about the worship of Saturn, because Saturn is chaos. I'm going to read you quotes from The Cult of the Black Cube. The Saturnine deity is a disruptive being, no less so because he is a projection of the primordial chaos. His energy is not conducive to a normal, healthy society. The Saturnalia best demonstrates the wildness and social revolt that Saturn's presence brings when it is unrestrained. Saturn not only causes suffering, but he also brings social unrest and turmoil. Now, Deep State Donnie, they called him the Chaos Candidate, right? Back in the day. And oddly enough, the book continues to describe Saturn. I'm going to keep reading to you from this book. And you tell me if you don't hear parallels, okay? Take an icy drink from my loud metal bottle. He cannot resist causing destruction. He is a father, grandfather, or ancestor because he is one of the first primordia to emerge from chaos. He is a king or tyrant because he is the greatest of the emanations of chaos to remain in the cosmos. The Saturnine deity, then, is not really an old, dark man. That is a shape or body that the entity adopts for dealing with its mortal cultist. Okay, so they call Saturn the father, and the MAGA nerds call Donald Daddy because they're closeted. They call him a king or a tyrant, which is the accusations lobbed his way from like the No Kings protest. And it says the shape or the body that the entity adopts for dealing with its mortal cultists. What was I going to say about that? I don't even know. Lost it. Doesn't matter. So there's a theory that he is the archetype, whether he knows it or not, or whether they're using him for that, not sure. But Saturn is also all about the Golden Age, and this is about the mythology of ancient Greece and Rome, because they believe that the Saturnine deity reigned during the Golden Age, the Age of Plenty, right? Everyone thrived under this monarchy, and that Saturn is a force that's imprisoned in chains, imprisoned into the black cube, kind of like in Hellraiser, right? What do you call the black cube? I know someone in the comments knows. Someone in the chat. Anyway, that's why Saturn's represented as the black cube, because he's imprisoned into the black cube. And if we can unleash him, we will get this new world order and unleash the golden age. And the book, it refers to a poem by Virgil, and the translation is, "The new world order is born, and now justice returns. Saturn's reign restored." Cube of Leviathan. Starzar, you get a point. Yes, from Hellraiser. Or no, Tesseract. Is it the Tesseract? Oh my gosh. Is it the Tesseract? No, I think it's Leviathan. Final answer. Someone's got to fact check that. Was that the name of the cube on Hellraiser? Jamie, Google cube on. I need someone in the comments to be my Jamie. I'm pretty sure that's the cube of Leviathan. And you recall, like, all this Golden Age talk, this was found at the Republican National Convention. Remember, they had the messaging on the backdrop of the pyramid had literally the Illuminati pyramid with the Great Seal. It said Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order, or New Order of the Ages, which is interesting because that's a Latin term that you find on the dollar bill, right? But it was taken from Virgil's Eclogue 4, which is the same book where that passage about restoring the reign of Saturn comes from. All right. Everyone said there was going to be pain with this new administration. Do you remember this? It was a big talk right after the victory, and Elon was quoted as saying, everyone will be taking a haircut. He even said that the stock market might have to crash. The economic advisors told Newsweek, Americans are going to have to suffer. So there's pain involved in all of that. Boom. Damian Poppy, the lament configuration. I do think that's the right answer. And you got super chatted on there. So you're staying up there for a minute. So we can all look at your handsome AI. In the book, it says, the Saturnine deity is a source of injury. Almost every culture which recognizes Saturn considers him the great malefic. Saturn hurts people. He causes pain and suffering. And the text suggests that he enjoys causing the pain. For the Islamic and Roman magicians, there's nothing redemptive about the trauma brought by Saturn. The Saturnine deity injures because it can injure, or perhaps because it likes to injure, or because it injures compulsively. The Indian tradition agrees that Saturn causes great harm, but tries to find some meaning in the suffering, even if the suffering results in death. Celtic culture, like Indian culture, connects the trauma Saturn inflicts to his black gaze, that somehow the act of Saturn seeing a person is the cause of injury. Overall, this aspect of Saturn is the most hated and feared of all of his traits. Saturn is pain. All right. So the reason why all this is happening is because of pain, right? And another element of this is appeasing this Saturnian force. And appeasing the forces of Saturn requires sacrifice. And going back to Moloch and this idea of, and I, again, I'm on YouTube, got to be careful the words I'm using, the sacrifice of little ones, I guess, that could be part of what Saturn desires. And the people that follow this apparently know this. But the promise being given to us and the public, to the normies, is economic prosperity and this golden age. Let me read you from the book. Macrobius reports that in the earliest memories of the Italic peoples, Saturn was worshipped with human sacrifices. Later, when this practice fell into disfavor, torches were burned in his honor as a substitute. That's where you get like the May Day, the bale fires, the ball fires that ties all together, right? Modern scholars, however, of the classical period argue that Macrobius is only partially correct. There is no question that human sacrifice was part of the worship of the reaper. However, while Macrobius tries to suggest that burning torches substituted for human sacrifice, Versnell has discussed the considerable evidence that the gladiatorial games were carried out as ritual observances to Saturn. So, the idea of sacrifice ties into this appeasing the Saturnian forces, right? It's murder. And recall, we had the unaliving attempt July 13th, 2024 in Butler, PA, right? Well, the day of the week that of which that happened was on a Saturday. And it was the only rally that CNN covered out of the whole. I mean, Trump did I don't know how many rallies. There was the only one that was covered live on TV by CNN. And it was done on a Saturday, which the book, The Cult of the Black Cube, tells me it describes it as the perfect day for a sacrifice to Saturn. It says, the traditional response is that Saturday, being special to Saturn, is the day on which some level of ritual worship should take place. In terms of offerings, it is good to present additional gifts to Saturn on that day. So you're probably thinking, well, they didn't pull off the sacrifice they were planning, unless they did, right? Unless they did. The firefighter person that got it, maybe that was the one that was being sacrificed to Saturn, okay? And the sacrifice is described in the book because they say that like blood is power and blood makes noise in the spirit world. And Saturn being the reaper, the cult of Saturn requires blood of living things. And in India, they're still doing this. They do it with animals, and they call Saturn Sani. But in the book, it says Saturn expects and demands blood. All right. Because Saturn is an aspect of the divine chaos. That's why Saturn wants blood. Because the divine chaos predates life. And it'll eventually consume everything, and sacrifice is a way of returning life to Saturn and into that divine chaos as a magical act, right? And what's weird is, like, do you remember the, I don't know if you saw, just in the last week, there's a new angle of the Butler PA situation. Is it AI? I have no idea. I can't tell anymore. But you can see someone who either works for Secret Service or he has a suit on seems to, at the while people are firing, is like pulling the photographers right and forcing them into place to get the perfect shot with the flag in the background, which tells me it was all sort of a ritualized event. Like this Saturn thing, right? And the worst part about all this is that if you read The Cult of the Black Cube, the book constantly warns about trying to deal with Saturn, trying to sort of manifest this golden age. And it talks about how the Order of Nine Angles, which we talked about in the Dark Enlightenment series, connects into these Saturn death cults, which I detailed in the Dark Enlightenment series as an accelerationist philosophy, which is subscribed to by Peter Thiel and J.D. Vance and Curtis Yarvin. I'm going to read you from the book again. While the deity may be locked away, through human agency and the correct operations, his energy and essence, gnosis, can flow back into this realm, resulting in the sorts of conditions which facilitate his more constant manifestation. The Regina Saturnia, the Saturnine regime, is not a theoretical political model. It is an actual state of political and social harmony achieved when humanity relinquishes its own selfish ambitions and desires, putting aside anthropocentrism and egoism, and embracing the sovereignty of the chaos. And what that's saying is that anthropocentrism just means that it's an idea of equality and that humans are the most important thing in this world. Like we, like God created us and we are the most important thing. So the sanctity of human life is very important. So this Saturnian death cult, they don't subscribe to that. They're like, no, that isn't the most important thing. And the book goes on to talk about how this is why in the Aztec Empire they were doing blood sacrifices and there was genuine Saturnine kingdoms on Earth that thrived for many centuries because there's people that worship Saturn, right? And they think that initiation into this black cube current will bring mystical knowledge from Saturn. Like, that's why they're doing it. And they want to draw on this power. And that's why they're doing sacrifices to Saturn and all this crazy stuff. So in conclusion, you know, MAGA, which means like even dark MAGA is like dark magician, dark magic. It's illuminate confirm. And what's interesting is that in the book, it talks about these Saturn cultures, and one of the Saturn cultures describes Saturn as a deity that holds up a whale's head. Just like RFK Jr. Remember that big news story? RFK Jr. cut off the head of a whale and put it on his car. The kids were like, oh, it's disgusting. And we had the windows down because it was hot and it was whale juice everywhere. It all could be some kind of weird ritualistic play out, as above, so below. They could all be in a Saturnian death cult. And to make it even further weird, during my research, there was a subreddit called the Schoolkill Notes. Because in PA, there's a place called the Schoolkill, what is it, a river? I don't remember. Anyway, the Schoolkill Valley or whatever it is. And apparently, there's people finding these notes, these little 2x3 notes with cryptic conspiracy language all over it. It didn't really make sense. And kind of like the Toynbee tiles in Philly, if you've ever seen those. And people were finding these messages sealed up inside of food bags, like inside of a cereal bag. You can see news clips about it. Not like slid in the box, like someone in the factory put it in the bag and it was sealed shut. And multiple food items, people were finding these messages all over central northeastern PA. It goes all the way back to 2015, and people are still finding them. In fact, there was a post from February of 2025 with some discussion that they had found notes talking about a black cube cult with a New World Order agenda. And where did this whole Saturn ritual of Butler, PA happen? In PA, right? Is it all connected? I don't know. This is all just theory. So, you know, to sum it up, Illuminate confirm America. We're harboring the PEDOs for other countries now, apparently. But ultimately, I think we're looking at a Saturnian death cult situation. And I think the next move is this Dark Enlightenment to take over. That was the plan. I didn't see this coming, but I think what they want to do is take out Deep State Donnie. Maybe he's not Deep State. Maybe they're making him look like that because they want to take him out. It doesn't matter how they do it. They're going to put in J.D. Vance to do the bidding of Peter Thiel. Donnie might pardon Ghislaine in the process. In fact, as we're recording, there's a winning the AI race event where Donald's talking about how he's removing all regulations and restrictions so that Silicon Valley can just implement AI all over the world for us. And great. Now we can have that Palantir fueled surveillance state. But, you know, we need it. We absolutely need all this AI everywhere. Like when I interviewed Richard Serrett, he makes a great point. He's like, dude, we never voted on this. We never said we wanted this. Why are they doing this? Why are they consuming? I mean, Zuckerberg's making an AI plant the size of Manhattan. It's taking up tons of water that we need. It's taking up tons of energy that we need. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. It's the end of humanity. In fact, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, just said that they're not going to, now he's saying that they're not going to vote on anything in this session of Congress just to avoid this whole vote about releasing the Jeffrey files. They're just going to burn it all down because they're like, well, we can't expose ourselves, so we're just not going to do anything. And then you've got Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and Wall Street Journal, putting out these hit pieces. CNN even got access to some new photos that they're releasing. I mean, I don't know who's leaking this stuff to the press. You can guess, though, because JD had a meeting with Rupert Murdoch, apparently, just before the Wall Street Journal piece. You know, and that's the dangerous thing, is JD is an accelerationist. He's very much in bed with Curtis Yarvin and Peter Thiel. JD Vance, I think he was just on Tim Dillon's podcast. And the Nelk boys had, you know, Blue and White BB on there. I mean, everyone's like on some shady business right now. And this is the next move, right? The Silicon Valley Dark Enlightenment death cult, the Saturnian death cult, the Saturnian surveillance state. So, hope you like that. No, just kidding. Yeah, that's all I got. And I'm going to go through the chat. And while I'm doing that, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, not just on the YouTube. If you listen on the app, that's great. Go to the podcast app, sign up. And if you want to go ad-free, unlock bonus episodes like the Great Aussie Deep Dive I just released this morning, you can go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, get in for a buck, use promo code Aussie. Same goes for the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. If you know how to copy and paste an RSS feed link and you don't want to do the Patreon thing, go to my own personal sort of Patreon. It's at IlluminatiWatcher.com. Go up to the menu thing up top, hit the VIP thing. I'll even send you a little welcome video. You know, that'll be fun. You'll love it. You can get in for a buck there too, Aussie. Tier 1 or Tier 2. Tier 2 unlocks the video version of the show, ad-free and all that stuff. Okay? All right. Over to the chat. And then I got to go. I got to go get dinner with some friends. Can't wait. Love dinner with friends. Okay. Leviathan. A lot of talk about the Hellraiser thing. All right. Mrs. Wise. I'm a lucky man. She's a great woman. Lament configuration is correct. Okay, yeah. For Hellraiser, the cube is the lament configuration. Brandon, no cap. I'm so happy I caught a live and got to boost it. Yeah, shout out. Thank you. We got 266 people watching. I love it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad I could get you through some dark times. Yeah, you know, I want to stay positive on the other side of this, even with all this dark talk. You know, you got to focus in. You know what it is? It's like you got to focus in on your internals. Your family, the loved ones around you, like all the stuff that happens within your home, you have much more control over that environment. You have much more control of your mood than you do with what's happening in DC or whatever, right? Like all those things are, you should worry about all these things, but it's like kind of like an 80-20 rule, right? Like spend 80% of your time trying to make your life at home better 20% focused on these other things. I talk about this stuff all the time because, like, this is kind of my job, right? Saturn represents the material world, yes. JAMSCAN. I find it curious that the acronym MAGA is owned exclusively by Trump Republicans or it is used with negative connotation in left-leaning circles. Kind of polarity. That's fair. Saturn represents... Oh, man, what happened? Saturn represents death because we're material. Yes. Are there any sources out there that convincingly correlates Saturn to Baal? So in the book, The Cult of the Black Cube, they basically... I read you from the ideas of the human sacrifice stuff, which ties into Baal and Moloch. Maybe you know, by the time you put that, you did the comment maybe 10 minutes ago, so maybe you already had your question answered. Okay. Sunday, linked to the sun, symbol of renewal, clarity, and spiritual forces. Let's see. Any questions for me? Any questions? The same guy who photoed the Trump thing and the same one that got a photo of Bush or the towers during 9/11, what are the odds? Yeah, I agree. I think the whole thing reeks of PSYOP. What's up, Michael? First live. Thanks for joining. San Diego, all right. Love it. Oh, we got a super chat. Damn, Damien coming with the super duper chats. If you look at real pictures of Saturn through a telescope, it looks like the all-seeing eye, in my opinion. Oh, interesting. Yeah, you're right. It kind of does, huh? And if you look at the poles of Saturn, the north and south, you've got the hexagon, which is the flattened cube, and then there's like an eye of storms on the other pole. Minority Report, thanks, Tom Cruise. Don't you bring Tom Cruise into this. Dude. I got some real problematic heroes. Between Leo DiCaprio and Tom Cruise and who else do I like that's problematic? I liked Ozzy. He's very problematic, right? Is he, though? I don't know. You have to listen to my show for more on that. The all-seeing eye is the Anus. The tunnels of Set, as they call it. Okay, Marilyn has a rumor. I like a rumor. T will resign by December so he can leave with dignity. Oh, that's a stark tournament, but December. JD will be the VP and he's way worse than T. Also, some say they no longer need a T because he got the BBB done. I've heard similar theories, yes. Michael says AI is yet another top-down mechanism for control, demoralization, and many other consequences. Nobody wanted it. Agreed. Why are we doing this? T's Illuminate confirmed. I feel the elites all know something big is coming and they're trying to find ways to either stop it or soften the blow by building bunkers or AI or whatever. I agree, man. There's something, some bad mojo in the air. I don't know what it is. Kind of terrified. All right. Super chat. Wolverine. Big ass, but would a list of or something of books you've read or use as references be possible? Ooh, that's a huge ask. I don't think it's a terrible idea, though. I should start building a list because someone asked me for a list of all my appearances I've made and interviews I've done. And I probably have 90% of them done on my website. And I don't think I think it's a great idea. Someday I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that someday. Thanks for the super chat. Okay. Paul, longtime paid subscriber. Shout out. Gray Lodge for life. I love it. Yes. Great job on Aussie. Okay, shout out. Thank you. Appreciate that. What do you think, Joseph? What do you guys think about Ozzy? You guys think he's Satanist? You think he's Illuminati? You think he's a good guy, a bad guy? What's the overall consensus here? Romina, not sure if you ever talked about Heathers. Loved Heathers. My sister loved Heathers more than I did. But I watched it this weekend, and wow, way more than I expected. There's a lot to unpack. Interesting. I'll have to watch it again. I haven't watched it in with that discerning eye. Got Christian Slater in it, who does a Jack Nicholson voice. Audrey Horne. Yeah, that's right, Tina. I got Audrey. I got, how do I move this? I got Laura. Look at that. You guys helped me do that. This is from the Patreon supporters. You guys made it so I could waste my money on tattoos. Thank you so much. You ain't talking about nothing. Oh, man. Don't be sad. Jethro, you made it. Jethroski's in the house. Shout out. JD's wife graduated from Yale and happens to be of Indian descent. Not saying she's in... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Not saying she's in the desert. Yeah, because the whole book, the Cult of the Black Cube, has a whole chapter about how in India, there's people that still practice this Saturn worship to include human blood sacrifice, I should say. JD would look good in Skull and Bones robes, though, especially with that eyeliner. Yeah, and that would make sense because, like, a lot of these occultists, they travel to India and they get into all this weird stuff. And I never understood why, and I think it could be just because of that lineage of the Saturn worship stuff. Google's planning to build 3 small nuclear reactors to power future AI computers. Yeah, I think they're I grew up right next to Three Mile Island. In fact, my mother was pregnant with me when it had the meltdown situation. And I heard Google's buying, or Bill Gates or someone's reopening the thing. I was like, ugh. Letterboxd. Yeah, I'm on Letterboxd, Brandon. Do we follow each other on there? I'm on there. I think it's just Isaac Weisop. Damien with a super chat. Shout out, Damien. Appreciate you. Dream dinner would be Isaac, Tom Cruise, Alex Jones, Nick F. Who's Nick F? Nick F. Yo, Fuentes? Are you a Nick Fuentes fan? Isaac's bibliography. Yeah, that's a good point. I should do that with the books. Bibliography. Give me that shirt. I know. I need to print some more of these. Yeah, I'm with N Mercenary. Even if Ozzy's a bad guy, I love his music. I mean, I can't help it. Can't help it. It's in my DNA. Starzar says Satanist Illuminati. Brandon says Nihilist. What's the fruit he produced? That should tell. Yeah, I mean, that's fair, right? It's fair. Illuminate confirmed. I feel like Dale Cooper on a Monday. Where's Bob? I think Ozzy. Where's Bob? Yeah, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I am not putting that on there. I think Ozzy is more theater than Illuminati. I agree, Joseph. I actually think Ozzy is more theater than Illuminati. I think it's the vibe, and I like that dark vibe, so I get it, I guess. Chody Foster. That's a great handle. Mr. Robot, I am planning on watching this thing. This is just like Twin Peaks. I've heard for years everyone says, you got to watch Mr. Robot. I'm going to get on it. Hopefully before they get rid of it on Netflix there. Stanley Kubrick's 1985 film, 2001, touches on AI. The next he makes out comes 2001 called AI. Not sure what. Yeah, the 1968 film, 2001? Yeah, because HAL was an AI, right? And then his last film he worked on was with Steven Spielberg, AI. Going to listen to Ozzy episode. Yeah, shout out. Oh, it is Fuentes. Okay. All right. I don't follow enough about Nick Fuentes. I see him here and there. Tony Iommi was freaked out about the satanic support. He was scared to death about it. Oh, okay. Interesting. Brandon's scared to read Catcher in the Rye. It's not scary. Just read it. It's fine. Unless it unlocks your psychopathic tendencies, then maybe you shouldn't. I think it could. Yeah, the 16th century Ozzy book thing was interesting. I think it's the Agrippa occult philosophy books, but, you know, what do I know? Yeah, a lot of people on here like Ozzy. I do too, obviously. There's documentaries that explain the devastation in the communities. Oh, before I go on, last Grifter Alley plug, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, get it for a buck. Ozzy, OZZY. Same goes for IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. Get it for tier 1 for a buck. Tier 2 for $2. Okay? Tier 2, you get the video version. Tier 1, just the audio. You also get books. I'll give you Dark Path, give you Kubrick's Code. You're going to unlock hundreds of episodes. Twin Peaks. You want to get into Twin Peaks? You want something to do? How about 55 episodes of Twin Peaks analysis for a buck? I mean, come on. All right, here we go. I'm almost done, and then I got to roll. Oh, I'm 4 minutes overdue here. Okay, lots of support for the Mr. Robot thing. Very good. What do you think of the band Ghost? Very satanic. Yeah, that's their thing, huh? I'll have to look into it a little more. Grifter Alley. Yep, you made it. You made it just in time for Grifter Alley. Freemason has its own lodge in D.C. Yeah, the House of the Temple, right? Yeah, there's a whole thing with the resurrection of Osiris ritual that they do in D.C., the House of the Temple. Cover band for Black Sabbath, Brown Sabbath. Gumroad, Grifter Alley for DeBasils. All right, yeah, AI, there's like Pinocchio parallels. I did a show on AI, the Steven Spielberg Kubrick film, a while ago, so you can check in for that. Okay, all right, thanks everybody for joining the live. I appreciate you all for listening. Again, get in for a buck on patreon.com/Illuminati Watcher, promo code Ozzy, or IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. Get in for a buck. Okay, all right, cheers. Shout out. Till next time, stay positive.